Chapter 11. Unexpected News. Archer and May were at the opera the next evening. He thought about the night 2 years before, when he first met Ellen Olenska. He looked across at Mrs. Mingott's box, half expecting to see her there again. But it was empty. Then he looked at May, as beautiful as ever, dressed in white, as on that evening. Her words in Florida came back to him. "I don't want to be happy if it makes someone else unhappy." She was a good woman, and he suddenly wanted to tell her the whole truth. He got up and went to May's side. "My head hurts terribly. Don't say anything to the others, but please come home," he said quietly. At home, they went together into the library, and May put her hand on his. "I'm sorry that you don't feel well," she said. "Are you working too hard?"
"No, it's not that. Countess Olenska," he started, but his wife lifted a hand to stop him.
"Oh, why should we talk about Ellen tonight?" she said. "I know that I haven't always approved of her behavior, but it doesn't matter now that it's all over."
"What do you mean?" he asked.
"She's going back to Europe. Granny is going to give her money so she can be free of her husband."
Archer got up quickly and stood holding on to the bookcase.
"I thought that you knew,"
May went on.
"I thought that you were working on it today, in the office."
He could not look at her and turned away.
"How do you know about this?"
he said at last.
"Ellen wrote to me this afternoon. She's leaving next week, she says."
May went to her husband and pressed one of his cold hands to her face. The following days were painful for Archer, but his picture of the future made him strong. Nothing could stop him following Ellen. He only had to bear the last few days before she left. On the last evening, May gave a goodbye dinner for her cousin and invited all their family and friends. Even the van der Luydens came. But Archer knew the real meaning of this dinner. New York society was showing that it was on May's side. Everyone believed that Countess Olenska was his lover, and they were helping May to send her away. At the dinner, Ellen's face looked pale and almost ugly, but Archer loved it more than ever. It was impossible to speak to her alone. At the end of this terrible evening, the Countess shook his hand and said goodbye.
"Goodbye. But I shall see you soon in Paris," he answered. His voice felt too loud.
"Oh," she said quietly, "if you and May could come."
Then she was gone. When he and May were alone, she stood at the door of his library.
"May I come in?"
she asked. She went and sat down near him, but neither spoke.
"There's something that I must tell you. I tried to the other night," Archer began at last.
I feel very tired, and I need a rest. I want to go away on a long trip, away from everything. She looked at him, quietly.
Away? Where?
She asked. I don't know. Maybe India? Or Japan? May stood up and went toward him.
As far as that? But you can't, dear, without taking me with you. And I'm afraid that the doctors won't let me go. For you see, Newland, I've had some wonderful news today that I've hoped for so much.
He could not speak as she dropped to her knees and hid her face against him.
Didn't you guess?
She asked. No, he replied, putting his cold hand on her hair. But, of course, I hoped. Have you told anyone else?
Only your mother and mine,
she said.
And Ellen. That afternoon at Granny's, when we had a long talk.
But that was 2 weeks ago.
Didn't you have the news today?
May looked into his eyes.
I wasn't sure then, but I told Ellen that I was. And you see, I was right,
she said, her eyes shining.